The expert mechanism on the rights of Indigenous peoples, part of the United Nations Human Rights Council, has sent a letter to Prime Minister Christopher Luxon to express their concern about the Treaty Principles Bill. Earlier this year, the Waitangi Tribunal said if the bill was enacted, it would be the worst, most comprehensive breach of Te Tiriti in modern times. I spoke to University of Auckland Law School Associate Professor Andrew Eruiti about the letter and its significance. I started by asking about what was said in the letter.
Yeah, so this is a letter from the Expert Mechanism on the Rights of Indigenous Peoples, and it seemed to the Prime Minister that it's very concerned about developments relating to the Treaty Principles Bill. It has been notified by the Iwi Chairs Forum and also the New Zealand Human Rights Commission some time ago now, and it has been put on notice and watching closely events as they unfold. It was in negotiations with the previous government to carry out a visit because the expert mechanism, part of its mandate is to advise the Human Rights Council on Indigenous rights. That's the main UN human rights institution. But another part of its mandate is to provide technical advice to states about their compliance with the UN Declaration on the Rights of Indigenous People. So there was an invitation, there were discussions about Emmerich coming to New Zealand to look at a number of issues, land rights and tingaranga teratanga basically. But that conversation has stalled with the new administration, the new government. So still, the letter says to the government, look, we're in conversation, we're still wanting to come. We think we can provide some advice and assistance about the UN Declaration. Let's keep the conversation going. But in the meantime, it's scrutinising these actions and watching closely.
Does the letter affirm what the Waitangi Tribunal said about the bill?
What it does is that it notes concerns raised by the Waitangi Tribunal in relation to the bill and its two interim hearings about the bill and the lack of consultation and the division that's been caused and the reductive impact it's having on Te Tiriti. So it'll be well aware of these issues because it's been in place now for, I think it was set up almost about 15 years ago, and it's come to New Zealand twice, maybe three times. So it knows the history of Aotearoa quite well. So it's well placed to come in and offer some advice about, and this is the most important thing, I think, is that you've got an independent arbiter outside of New Zealand, an expert on Indigenous rights, that looks at these issues around the globe on a continual basis and is looking closely at New Zealand and can come in and provide an impartial assessment about state compliance with these international Indigenous rights norms.
And is the letter still significant despite being ignored by the Prime Minister?
Yes, I think it is. And I think it just shows it's got a watching brief and it's keeping close eye on events. It zeroes in on the Treaty Principles Bill, but of course the bill is really part of a suite of reforms that have been introduced by the government already and are about to be introduced and across a whole range of different kaupapa, you know, like sentencing, incarceration, gang insignia, trans-Tasman resources, climate change, mining on Docker State. You know, so there's a whole suite of things that affect Kiwis generally but also have a particular impact on Māori as well. So it's paying close attention to this, and what I expect will happen is that other bodies too will be paying closer attention, in particular the Special Rapporteur on Indigenous Rights, who's been to Aotearoa several times in the past decade, and there's also the UN Permanent Forum on Indigenous Issues, which is a body that gathers in New York every summer to review Indigenous rights developments. But there's also the UN human rights treaty bodies that New Zealand has signed up to these treaties, including, you know, the fundamental core human rights treaties. So I expect that they will be aware too of what's happening in Aotearoa.
So even beyond the Treaty Principles Bill, will the United Nations continue to monitor the impact of this government on Māori?
It will. I think it will on a continual basis. And I think Māori also will be looking to international bodies because they've been to The courts are a little bit difficult here in trying to seek a remedy in the courts because they tend to defer to government and they can't stop introduction of a bill into the House. And the Wellington Tribunal has issued two reports already, but doesn't seem to have had an impact. So I think Māori will be looking at what opportunities there might lie in international law. The Auckland Centre on Indigenous Rights is looking at these issues on a continual basis. Claire and I, Claire Charters and I, many years ago, brought a claim to the UN Human Rights Racial Discrimination Committee in relation to the first foreshore and seabed legislation, and received a decision from them that legislation 2004 was discriminatory. So, you know, these are important external objective arbiters on human rights as well as Indigenous rights who are available to assess policy and law developments here in Aotearoa.
That was University of Auckland Associate Professor of Law Andrew Iruiti on a letter sent by a United Nations body to the Prime Minister expressing concern over the Treaty Principles Bill.